So my message I'd like to share is honoring our ancestors, beloved dead, and the cycle of life. When I was a child growing up, my favorite holiday was Halloween, not Christmas nor Easter. I loved dressing up, mostly as a witch, with my pointy hat, face painted green, and toothless grin. My sister Lillian was usually a lovely princess. My brother, Jedi, would dress in a black cowboy outfit. I loved trick-or-treating, getting the candy, walking the streets in the dark with just the lights of a haunted house or a graveyard in someone's front yard, or the lights we'd carry. I loved seeing the carved jack-o'-lanterns, the decorations, and all the colorful and creative costumes that other children wore. Lately, I realized that this is a way to shapeshift, to transform into someone different, or an animal, or a monster, or something else, temporarily. Later, I learned a more spiritual meaning to Halloween, or All Hallows' Eve, and that is the Celtic celebration of the New Year, or Samhain, spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N, but pronounced S-A-H. Win, Samhain. In my Catholic upbringing, we celebrated All Saints and All Souls Day by going to the cemetery, cleaning the grave plots, lighting candles, praying, but also playing card games, playing guitar and singing, telling stories, eating cotton candy, as there was a carnival with a Ferris wheel and all kinds of food vendors around selling peanuts, barbecue plantain bananas, fish bowls, all kinds of goodies. The cemetery was lit up like a fiesta, so we could even stay overnight if we wanted to. All Saints and All Souls. Here in Oakland, and then when my Mexican friends moved to El Cerrito, we'd have a more solemn Dia de Muertos. They'd create an amazing multi-tiered ofrenda, altar, with orange-yellow marigold flowers, pictures of beloveds, their favorite foods and vices, such as cigars and spirits, the kind you drink, and unlit tea lights. We would be invited to bring our pictures of our loved ones too. The room would be dimmed. We'd call the directions and corresponding elemental spirits. My friend was a curandero. To honor and show respect for our loved ones, we'd say their names, we'd tell stories just like we did, and light a tea light for each of them. Sometimes there'd be as many as 100 tea lights flickering, and the room was no longer dimmed. That's a long ceremony, but we didn't care how long it took. We wanted to offer our undivided attention to their memory. Then we'd feast and catch up with each other's lives. So as mentioned before, this is the time of the wheel when the veils are thin between the worlds of the living and the dead, the seen from the unseen, the mundane from the mysteries. When we are able to commune with our ancestors, our beloveds who have crossed over, this is a time we can ask for guidance, for help, for courage, and for strength to keep moving forward, especially now during these challenging times. To be hopeful that things will change for good fortune, and they will. That we will be healthy and safe. To ask for the way to be easy, especially as we try to journey through these times of being separated from our family and friends. Are you taking care of those who are at risk? If you are someone at risk, do you receive the care and support you need? Call on your ancestors. If you don't know much about them, research your roots. If you are adopted, call on a spiritual ancestor of your choice, or maybe one who might choose you. Perhaps you'll be inspired to take their counsel, their guidance, their message to be of service to our fellow humankind and to this earth, our home. Reach out to someone, particularly if you know they're sheltering at home alone. Because even having someone listening to them can light up their day, lift their spirits, make them happy. Who are your ancestors? How far can you trace your heritage? Were they seafarers who knew how to navigate by the stars, who knew how to harness the winds, who knew how to ride the ocean's currents? Were they land travelers who followed the caribou and reindeer beneath the aurora borealis? Did they cross the land bridges of long ago that are now gone due to the shifting of the tectonic plates and the ocean? Were they hunters and gatherers? Did they till and cultivate the land? Were they craftspeople, metalsmiths, shepherds, weavers? Were they poets, singers, writers, teachers, drummers? Did they play the flute, the huaca, double-chambered ocarina? Did they drum the healing trance rhythms? Were they dancers and martial artists? Now, as we began in September with the coming of autumn to slow down, to go inward, to reflect upon our year, to reap the fruits of the first harvest, this is a good time to continue with slowing down, resting, beginning to hibernate, contemplating the steps to take in our journey towards understanding ourselves and each other. After reflection, then take action. Remember, blessed be, and thank you for listening.